Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Cave Show of PLR. This is PLR. It is Friday, the 4th of November. Can you believe this year is going this fast? It is absolutely crazy. I cannot believe we're already in November. And the greatest holiday known to man is coming up. Yes, it's Thanksgiving. Yes, I'm all in. Like I said, this is PLR. Show with PLR. It is my favorite holiday out of all the holidays. Think about it. Seriously, stop and think about this. You have football all day. All day. And it starts early. And you have food all day. Literally. And it starts early. No one gives a crap about breakfast on Thanksgiving morning because you're sampling all the stuff that you're making. And the best part, when you get your early morning cooking on at about 6 a.m., no one side-eyes you when you have a little taste of bourbon, a little taste of scotch, just to get the blood flowing. And then you get to lay out, eat, food coma, eat. It is absolutely the best. Anyway, I'm not going to get off on that tangent. Like I said, this is K-Show with PLR. This is PLR. We have a loaded show for you. Today, of course, it is Friday, Cigars with the Cave Show. Thank you, everyone, for moving this from Thursday to Friday with me. It is Cigars at the Cave Show. Of course, we're at the Girls Fine Cigar and Tobacco. But listen, we have a lot of football to talk about today, a lot of topics. Kyrie suspended. Kind of saw this one coming. The Phillies on the brink of elimination. We'll get into that a little bit as well. We'll go through all of these games. And on with me today, special guest scheduled to appear, the one, the only, Earl Burnett, Casual Sports Radio Network, KSRN. He's scheduled to appear in about another 5 minutes. We're definitely looking forward to this brother coming on the show with me today. Hell, my show is on his network. So, pleasure to have him on today. Of course, we're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, coming to you live from Maduro's Chandler in the VIP room. Come down, become a member, get your access. You get a locker and a bag to the humidor. You never have to worry about your sticks going bad. There's televisions, not a TV, televisions back here, refrigerator, ice maker, wine cooler, everything you need to feel like you're at home. They do serve beer and wine, so get your adult beverage on while you're enjoying the stick. Also, if you don't become a member, again, there's no worries. There are plenty of great places to still sit, relax, enjoy a stick. Great humidor, great selection. If you can't make it in, no worries there. Just go to Stogie World. That's Stoagie. Order your stick early enough, and it will show up. The berries get shipped out that same day that you order it. So definitely get with Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Two locations, like I said, I'm coming to you live, can't speak today, from the Chandler location, but there also is a Mesa location, and that's located on Dobson and Main in Mesa, Arizona. So Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, everything you need with your sticks, so get on out, definitely check them out. If you let them know that PLR sent you, they will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Today, I'm actually smoking something new here to me. I hate to say new when it's been around forever, but the first ever for me, Mansa Musa Gold handcrafted cigar. So get on my Twitter later, that's PLR Sports, I'll let you know what I thought of this particular stick. like I said, there's a lot of news out there. I definitely want to get into the Cardinals when Earl joins me shortly. But I do want to touch on the Kyrie situation. Very newsworthy. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of differing opinions. I'm kind of surprised about this. A lot of people being asked to disavow him, put him aside, and all this. I'm going to give you my torn mixed feelings. I think it is crazy in this day and age to put down anybody, religion, background, makeup, sexual orientation, whatever, however. Open-mindedness is the way to go. Now, does that mean that everyone agrees with everything? No. Does that mean that everyone is going to be on board with everything? No. But there's a time to say things and there's a time not to. And if you're going to say something, you have every right to say it. And I'm not going to back down from that ever. But then you also have to deal with the consequences and the blowback for saying what you say. And if you say something on Twitter or Facebook or any social media platform, understand, especially where you are in life at your stature, you could definitely have blowback on what you say. You got to be prepared to deal with that blowback. So he's been suspended for 5 games without pay from the Nets, and it's not just 5 games. It's at least 5 games. NBA wasn't happy with his apology. The Nets weren't happy with his apology. The GM for the Nets says a good apology is a first step in getting himself back into, I don't want to say good graces, I'll just say back into a uniform. As KD said, Kevin Durant, it's an unfortunate situation that sucks all around for everybody. And hopefully you can move past it. But how do you move past it? Is it getting rid of Kyrie is moving past it? Is it blackballing him is moving past it? Is it an apology is moving past it? Is it you want him to just shut up and dribble moving past it? Exactly. How do you move past it? And that's what I'm anxious to see, how the NBA does this. Because what they basically said is they don't accept his apology. And you, if you have kids, you know what kind of apology when someone means it when they don't. If you have kids, you know when you tell one kid to tell a sibling or her sibling, you're sorry, and they do the sorry. Fine, sorry. And you say, go do it again. And they go, fine, sorry. And you go do it again. Sorry. Say it like you mean it. Sorry. They still didn't mean it. So when they say they're looking more for an apology, are they looking for an appeasement apology? Are they looking for, I'm never going to say this again apology? If I'm going to shut up a dribble apology, what kind of apology are they exactly looking for? So I'm curious to see how this whole situation breaks down. I just think a lot of people are being put on the burner for what one person says. But Kyrie's a grown man. He's got to own up for what he says. So I'm just curious, what will the NBA do? What will the Nets do? Okay, let's get past the Nets. He's a free agent this summer. Will someone sign him? And if they do sign him, what will they sign him for? Will they trust him to not get himself out of games, which is where guys really need him at? I think this is a huge story, not just because of what was said, but because of who he is. Look, Myers Leonard said something, I forget exactly what it was, during a live chat on a video game that got picked up. Myers Leonard, okay, move him out the game, keep moving. But when you're Kyrie, it's a different story. When you've had Nike, it's a different story. When you won championships, it's a different story. When your shot won the championship, it's a different story. So I'm very curious to see how this all shakes down in the end and exactly what's going to happen with Kyrie, with the Nets, and just what's happening in Brooklyn in general. You got one guy that's not playing because of what he said. You got one guy not playing because mentally he can't get himself right. And you got one guy that loves to play, that's one of the top players of all time, that just can't seem to get it right and wants to play with a bunch of guys that want to play. I want to play with a bunch of guys that love the game, but then he left that situation. just curious all the way around, all the way around. A couple of things I want to touch on real quick before Earl joins us in the NBA. What an interesting season so far. I mean, when you look at the NBA season so far, it's just different. Teams you anticipated or thought were going to be really good, they're not. Teams that you thought would be really bad, they're not. Teams that you thought would ascend early, they're not. But then sometimes you look up and you got the same old teams that suck. Like Orlando just sucks. Houston just sucks. Sacramento just sucks. Do you realize if the playoffs started today, OKC, who tried to get rid of anybody that played basketball for more than 3 years, would be in the playoffs, and Lakers, who have guys that play ball longer than Mufasa, are out. So the babies are in, the old dudes are out. Only in the NBA. Only in the NBA. I want to give a big shout out to Phoenix. I was on a good friend of mine, so Dave King, and we were talking about the Suns, and I think I picked them to go under the 55 number. And right now, I'm not sure. I'm really impressed with the way Cam Johnson is playing. Really impressed. Team might be better than what a lot of people think they're going to be. We were worried about points off the bench, and Damian Lee is going to be okay. Starting to like the Suns a little bit more than I already did. Other teams I'm liking early. I like what Utah's doing. Can they sustain it? Who knows? But I definitely like what they're doing. It's hard not to watch Denver and like them. It's hard not to watch Memphis and like them. New Orleans, though, they're going to be better when they can stay healthy. And I know that's the key to every team, staying healthy. But I don't want New Orleans being a low seed if I'm a high seed. If I'm the number one, number two seed, I don't want to see New Orleans at 7 or 8 in the first round. Dallas is who I thought they were. Yeah, one very, very good player that doesn't play defense and a group of guys. And that's no different than what they were last year. Philadelphia, Washington, they'll be bad before the year's over. Miami, I like them. I don't love them. I like their grit. I just don't think they have enough. The Knicks will nick, the Pacers will pace, and the Hornets will horn. My question is, how good is Cleveland? I mean, we know how good Milwaukee is. How good is Cleveland? Young players, not too young, veteran and Mitchell, playoff tested. How good will that team be? So much season left to get into. So much. But I definitely want to get into football. I definitely want to get into the Cardinals. We're going to do all that. We're laboring to get Earl on. Either way, we're going to talk Cardinals when we come back from this break. I'm going to ask everybody, what's their favorite Thanksgiving dish? And I got a lot of Thanksgiving stuff we're going to get into over the next couple weeks. But what is your favorite Thanksgiving dish? Probably I'll put it on my Twitter. It's a show. Cigars with the K-Show, the PLR. Be right back.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on the Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Cave Show PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from the VIP room, members only, Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, Chandler location. Get on down here, folks. If you haven't been down here, get down here. It's an absolute beautiful place. I've been a member down here for at least 11 years, and you do nothing for 11 years if you don't like it. Nothing. But get on down here and definitely check them out. Like I said, let them know that PLR sent you, and they will definitely take 10% off of your cigar purchase. You got to be in store. That is not for online. Sports Cave on the Twitter, the Facebook, and the Instagram. Remember, Cave is with the K. You can get me directly at PLR on Sports on the Twitter. So I want to talk NFL. Listen, I keep hearing now, you know what's going to happen. We all know what's going to happen. You know how this goes. The Philadelphia Eagles haven't lost a game. Right. So you know what's about to start. Can they go undefeated? Can they make it all the way through? Can they go unscathed? What's going to happen with them? They're 8-0. So we're about two victories away, them being 10-0. And then you know what happens. Those 95-year-old Dolphins come out of the woodworks. You know which Dolphins I'm talking about. You know which ones I'm talking about. The ones who went undefeated back in 1972. 50 years ago. 50-plus years ago. They're going to come out the woodworks, and they're going to start throwing their hexes on people because they want to be the only team that ever went undefeated an entire year. So you know that's coming. They'll be there. They'll be ready to party. They'll be ready to, you know, their party. They're all dudes. You could call it the Ben Gay party. The Icy Hot party. The Geritol party. Whatever party you want to call it. But you know, they're about two more victories away from coming out of the woodworks everywhere. And you know it's going to happen. They can't help themselves. It's almost become funny. It's almost become comical. And it is fun. But you know they're coming. Because the question is going to be, can the Eagles do it? What kind of pressure's on them if they do it? What will happen to them? Will they start to fold? If they're still undefeated, will they rest guys? If they're undefeated, I love what the Eagles are doing. I love what the Eagles are saying. We're playing this week. When that game is over, we're now focused on next week. There's no talk about going undefeated. There's no talk about all the other stuff that's out there. They're only looking at the games that are in front of them. And you start looking at, okay, well, what games coming up can they definitely slip up on? What week would be when someone could actually get them? And that's when you start looking. So you look at the schedule and say, okay, they got the Commanders coming up. Then they got the Colts coming up. And then a game that people probably were going to circle and be ready for, primetime game, they get the Packers. Packers are a bad football team. They just are. They're just a bad football team. So, and they should make it through there. Then they get the Titans. Titans can control a game by throwing like six passes. Who will be quarterbacking, though? So, is that a trip-up game? And you got the Giants in New York. Is that a trip-up game? Then you go to Chicago to play the Bears. Bears will compete, but they're not really that good. Then they go back down to Dallas. And here's where I think if the tripping up is going to come, this is the time. Because it's on the road at New York, on the road at Chicago, on the road at Dallas. And then it gets a little bit easier. You know, you close against the Saints, and the Saints by then, who knows who will be playing. Michael Thomas is now done for the year. Who knows who they'll even suit up and be ready to go. And then the Giants. So, will they trip up? Yeah, they'll definitely trip up. Are they good? Yeah, they're definitely good. But what I'm going to like is the week that they lose, the sky will fall. Have they figured out the Eagles? Have they figured out how to beat them? Have they figured out how to contain the offense? Have they figured out how to keep everyone at bay. I need to figure out how to cover the receivers. And that's what happened in football. It don't matter how much you love football, it is always the sky is falling. Always. The sky is always falling. You can be 14-1, lose a game, and the sky is falling. Because you got to keep the stories going. You got to keep the storylines going. People are talking about the Eagles' performance last night. They beat another NFL team, you know, guys that get paid to, by 12 points. And I always want to point that out. This isn't college. This isn't Alabama playing Austin Peay. These are grown men that get paid playing grown men that get paid. Big difference. Speaking of grown men, I'm going to go to the Cardinals now. And like I said, we're still laboring to get Earl on. If we miss him this week, we'll definitely link up with him next week. But, okay. Let me take a deep breath before I get started. The biggest problem with the Cardinals are that they're the Cardinals. That's their biggest problem. They're the Cardinals. And there's certain things about the Cardinals that you already know. Now, I said this about ASU, and I caught a lot of flack, especially from my buddy Mike Caratinero, you know, the biggest ASU home in the world. But there comes a time where you have to accept who your team is. There comes a time with ASU football, my school, but I've already accepted the fact that they're a middling team, Power Five conference. That's who they are. And every 3-4 years, I can expect them to have one of those seasons where they come up, they rise up, everyone gets happy. They start out like 8-1, 8-0, 9-1, 9-0, and everyone gets happy. And somehow they finish at 10-2 or 10-3. That's just who they are. And then the following year, we'll say, well, this is the year. This is the year they make it happen. This is the year where that all changes. This is the year where all those recruits mature, and they end up going somewhere. And then that year starts, and they go 8-4 or 7-5. And then we get down on everything, and then we look up again, and 3 years later, they're off to one of those magical starts, and they upset someone out of conference, week two. And we say, yep, this is it, this is it. And then they lose, like, to Oregon State in, like, early November in bad weather in Corvallis. And we always say, oh, well, you know, you try winning in Corvallis, and Oregon State will be, like, 2-4, lost 3 games at home. But we'll justify that loss and say, oh, well, you know, could happen to everybody. Happens to everybody that goes to Corvallis. But we want to do everything but admit, we're a middling team and a Power Five conference. And we'll never admit that Boise State out-recruits us and out-develops us. And then we'll turn around and put guys in a pro, but they'll do nothing in college as a group. Are the Cardinals any different? Are they? They're a middling team. They won one championship, and that was in 1947. Let me repeat that. The Cardinals have won one championship, and that was in 1947. And they weren't the Arizona Cardinals. They weren't the Phoenix Cardinals. They weren't the St. Louis Cardinals. They were the Chicago Cardinals. I haven't been to a Super Bowl in over a decade. This is like Super Bowl 54, 55, something like that. It's been the one of them. One. Now, I know that doesn't put us in with the Cleveland Browns and the Jacksonville Jaguars and all that because of the Detroit Lions, teams that have never, ever been to a Super Bowl. But if you're a Cardinals fan, do you want to be grouped together with the Lions? Do you want to be grouped in with the Browns? Especially when you have a top 10 quarterback on your team and Kyler Murray. You have a top 2 or 3 wide receiver. You have one of arguably the top 10 greatest defensive linemen ever played a game. and J.J. Watt. And you're still a middling team in a conference that's having a middling type season. But we can't accept that. In the NFC West, where the Rams won the Super Bowl last year and they're 3-4, where San Francisco is 4-4. Great defense, made moves, did a lot of stuff. Seattle, resurgent Seattle. Winning games with Geno Smith. And all the Cardinals can muster is 3-5. And if we want to just keep it 100% real, record-wise, they're the third worst team in the NFC. And I just don't get how they don't get it. Kyler has problems. We know that. Kyler has problems. He can come off as selfish. He can come off as me first. He can come off as whimpery and whiny. He can do all those things. I get it. But you know what else he can do? He can play quarterback. And he can play quarterback very well. And he can play quarterback better than just about anybody in the game. There are very few quarterbacks. If I just came to you and said, head up for this quarterback or that quarterback, would you not trade him for? I mean, there are guys you wouldn't take off the list. Josh Allen, that alien in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, maybe Joe Burrow. You wouldn't take him off the list for those guys. Anybody else, it's an argument. Anybody else, you could argue why you would take Kyler Murray over that quarterback. And you can be right or wrong either way. But how do the Cardinals always not figure it out? Why is it that winning teams do winning team things and the Cardinals never do what winning teams do? There's never anything bold. There's never anything big. It's always time coming out that, well, I like the guys we have in that locker room. I like the way we compete. I like the way they win, man. And every 4 years, every 5 years, every 3 years, they have a run. They make the playoffs, and then that's a wrap. I think if the playoffs were put to start the season, the Cardinals could win because their coach can still coach. Patrick Peterson, who played for the Cardinals, who now plays for the Minnesota Vikings, came out and said, they're still running the same plays, basically the same formation that they did when he played here 2 years ago. So let me translate that for you. They're doing the same dumb shit they were doing when I was here. They changed nothing. So you really don't have to expect anything different. That doesn't come from Kyler. That comes from the head coach, who is way over his skis. When you make no adjustments, none, zero, no adjustments, other teams figure you out. And the Cardinals have been figured out by every other team in the NFL. And they're going to win some games just because they simply have more talent. But there's going to be a lot of games that they don't win with more talent just because Cliff makes no adjustments. And I sound like I'm banging that same drum, but I'm banging that same drum. There are never adjustments made. Can see it. If he made adjustments, believe me, his starts and finishes, his records as a starting coach to start the season, and his record as an ending coach to end the season wouldn't be so dramatically different. He starts out strong generally this year, a little bit of an exception, but he fades. He fades here, he fades at Texas Tech. And you probably say, well, then why is he not gone? Well, I'm not going to fire them. They're tied together. And they just both got extensions. Bidwell, Michael Bidwell, like the rest of the Bidwells, are not eating those contracts. They are way too cheap to do that. Way too cheap. That's not going to happen. When you know the relationship between your star quarterback, who you also signed to an extension, and your coach, it's wavering. Coaches and players get into it all the time. All the time. They get into it. There's always an argument on the sideline. Always, at some point. We've seen Tom argue. We've seen Peyton argue. We've seen everyone argue. We had a player, a quarterback, trying to get set for a play and literally tell the coach, walk over to the sideline and tell the coach to shut the beep up. That ain't passion, bro. That is, I'm tired of your BS. I am tired of this. Get something right, bro. Let's do this. See how I said that, like, oh, John? Come on, bro. Let's do this. I think there's a tiresome. I think there's a wavering. The same as it used to be. I just think that the Cardinals are in more trouble than we think they are. And if they don't make some kind of change, something bad is going to happen. There's a team sitting in L.A. that's ready for Sean Payton. There's a team, people down in Denver, is ready for Sean Payton until they start letting Russ cook. The rest don't really click. Russ just kind of simmers. And even though I think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, I think his personality doesn't really mesh well with teammates, but that's a whole other story. And you have a team down in Dallas that if they keep winning, and at least win one or two games in the playoffs, maybe even get to the Super Bowl, even if they don't win it, I think, you know, Jerry obviously stays as his coach there. Because he can input all he wants. He could be Jerry without a coach pushing back. So I definitely think he loves Sean Payton, but he knows if Sean Payton comes to Dallas and they win the Super Bowl, we know who's going to get 90% of the coverage and 90% of the this is what happened, and they're going to get the credit. And Jerry, as much as he wants to win, he wants some of that credit. He's not just going to give up all the credit. And that's why I think he's fine with Mike Holmgren. But if the Cardinals were smart right now, they would call Payton. And they would say, Sean, look here, buddy. We know the Chargers may be offensively a better fit for you because of the weapons they have, only because of the weapons they have. But what do we need to do? What do we need to pay you to take this Cardinals shot? And what do we need to do to get the hell out of the way to let you do that? And what GM do you want? Because it will not be time. And that's what the Cardinals need to do. They need to get a real NFL coach to coach their real NFL team. Because Cliffy's a man, dude. Time should have been fired right after his DUI. He should have been fired before that. And if you were looking for an out, you had an out. And you didn't take it. And nothing said you had to be up in for another 4 or 5 years. But you did. Oh, but PLO, we got to build continuity. Well, you have continuity. Continuity is losing. Continuity is not finishing strong. And now you're not even starting strong. Continuity is not losing at home for almost a calendar year. You got to win at least at home. This team went almost a calendar year without winning one home game. But it's not Cliff. It's not Kyle. It's all Kyler. And you know how everyone wants it to be all Kyler? Because when they say it like this, like, oh, Kyle needs to mature. He needs to do this. 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 And you're talking about Cliff. Yeah, Cliff does need to get better, but this is the word. Kyle does need to get better, but yeah, they need to get better, but the Cardinals will continue to go backwards as long as those two guys are in office and have jobs. And if they were working at Ace Hardware, if they were working at Home Depot, I would say don't fire them. Those guys need paychecks. They have them. But this is the NFL. The money's guaranteed. They'll be fine. But they need to be gone. And I think you have to fire at the top down. I don't think you can fire Cliff and keep Khan. I think you have to fire Khan so the next guy can fire Cliff. Guarantee you, the next GM of the Cardinals will not hire Cliff Kingsbury as his head coach. Forever. And forever is a year, year and a half. We've heard it's Kyler. It's Kyler. It's Kyler. It's Kyler. And now, like I said, we got Pat Peterson coming out saying they're running the same shit they were running when I was there. Do you think that's hard to defend? You think that Patrick Peterson doesn't have a friend on another team to ever share these notes? How do you think they even need to share notes? Watching the Cardinals play is like watching a rerun of your show, your favorite show on TV. You already know how it's going to end. You already know what's going to happen. It's already predictable. You already know when they're going to pass. You already know when they're going to run. You already know what the situation is. Because the Cardinals are predictable. Not just in their play calling, but the way they want people moved and about. And when was the last time you saw them do any or a lot of pre-snap movement? They don't. If this is where you line up, this is where you stay lined up until the ball is snapped. So, definitely not a fan of Cliff. Definitely not a fan of Khan. And the Cardinals will forever be a middling team in their division until they figure out how to get rid of both. Okay, show with PLR. Step away when we come back. It is time for me to put some money in your pocket. Make it jingle, make it jangle. Dave Show, PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Welcome back to the Cave Show at PLR. This is PLR. There is nothing like a little Prince in your day that makes your day even better. Thank you for joining us today for Cigars with the Cave Show. This is PLR. We are coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco in the VIP room in Chandler, Arizona at the Chandler location. It is almost that time, guys. We are seconds away from one of my favorite segments of the week, every week, when I absolutely love to put a little bit of change in your pocket. When I give you your picks, and as I tell you all the time, if you don't choose the teams I'm telling you, it's not my fault. It's not. I am doing my best to help you. You know, I can just do the easy part. All you have to do is listen, because it's that time. Is that time for me to give them to you? So without any further ado, Let's do it. All right, everyone, let's get this going. NFL picks, PLR. Time to put a little bit of money in your pocket this week. Absolutely love this segment. What winners am I going to give you this week? So many of them. Let's make it happen. The Chargers go out to Atlanta. They're in the ATL to play the Falcons. Atlanta always, always is the hardest team to pick against. Every time you think they're going to lose, they win. Every time you think they're going to win, they lose. The Chargers love to give games away. But you have to believe their talent is too much this week. They're favored by 3 down in the ATL. As long as they don't go out and party, they should win. They should cover. Take the Chargers and the 3. Up next, we have the Bengals and the Panthers. Cincinnati is favored by 7. The Panthers should have won last week, except for a stupid-ass penalty in the end zone. And a kicker that couldn't kick an extra point or a field goal. And now they go to Cincinnati, and Joe Burrow is struggling without Ja'Marr Chase. And they're favored by 7? I don't like it. And so I'm not really, really feeling this. Take the Panthers, not to win, but to cover. Yes, to cover. Next, we have the Packers and the Lions. Green Bay is favored by 3.5 in Detroit. I know the Lions love to bite kneecaps. I know the Lions love to get after you. I know the Lions like to do a lot of things. But can they beat the Packers? Can they beat Green Bay? Can they beat Aaron Rodgers? Or do they find a way to choke like they usually do? Not this week. Not this week. Green Bay is going to go into the Motor City, and not only will the Lions cover that 3.5, they're going to outright beat the Packers. Give me the Lions over the Packers in Detroit. Colts go to the Patriots. Do you remember when this was a fun rivalry? Back when Peyton played, back when Tom was in New England, back when you circled this gate. Ettinger, Ettinger, Ettinger for the Colts. And you're getting Mac Jones or Zig Ziglar, Zippy Ziglar, Tom Zippy, Mike Zippy. That's basically it's a who cares game. Patriots are favored by 6. They're at home. It's Belichick playing against a young quarterback. As much as I think the Patriots may only score 7 points, they may stop the Colts from scoring altogether. Take the Pats, take the points. I fell for this last week with the Bills and the Packers. And I told you to take the Bills and the points, and 10 points or 11 points weren't enough. Well, yeah, they were. And even though they should have covered, they didn't cover because the Packers found a way to make it a 10-point game. And now the Jets have that same thing. There's a problem with the Jets. They're good. But they're good in spite of their quarterback. And now they're without their best running back, the guy that controlled the clock, Breece Hall that helped them win. Even though it's tough, it's 11.5 spread. I think Buffalo wins by at least 14 this week. I know the Jets' defense is tough. They just can't muster enough points. Take Buffalo, take the 11.5. The Vikings go into Washington to play the Commanders. They're a 3-point favorite. I'm not going to waste a lot of time on this game. Take them and take 3 points. Washington just can't get the quarterback position right, and that'll continue. Jacksonville Raiders in Jacksonville. This is another game of who can be the worst this week. You go out and you get some toys for Carr to play with, to throw to, And what does he do? He can't do that. He had Jacobs running for over 100 yards every week. They still can't win. And the Jaguars, they're supposed to have the nonstop, can't-miss quarterback. And they're still 2-5. So you have the 2-5 Raiders against the 2-6 Jaguars. Someone wins and stay mathematically alive. Vegas is favored by 1.5. I'm still going to stay upset. Take the Jaguars. This is a toss-up game. I wouldn't bet this game if my life depended on it. But if you have to, take the Jaguars to cover. Rams Bucks. I saw something this morning. Who needs the game more? They both need the game. They're both not good. The Bucks division sucks. So technically, who needs the game more? The Rams, because the Rams are playing in a tougher division than the Bucks are. So if you want to be technical, technically they do. But no. If Tom Brady loses at home to the Rams, that seat for him, I can't believe I'm saying it, especially if he has a bad day, people are going to start asking, has it gotten by him? Has time passed? Should he have retired? Should he have stayed true and stayed home with his wife? I think both teams need it. I think the Bucks need it just a little bit more. They're favored by 3. I give them this win. Take the Bucks and the 3. The Bears are at home against the Dolphins. The Dolphins are favored by 4.5. I'm not going to talk about my team. I'm not going to talk about the Bears in a poor light. I'm just going to say this. 4.5 ain't enough. Unless it's a driving snowstorm and Miami just can't pass the ball, Miami is going to beat the hell out of my beloved Bears. Yeah, I said it. And yeah, I hate to say it. But take that. That is the safest 4.5 this week. You know how you do them office pools where you got a better point. You get like 10 points for a game that you think is the most game to decide if they win. That's the game. Definitely take the Dolphins over the Bears. The Titans play the Chiefs. And everyone's like, oh, this is the game that the Chiefs could lose. It's in Kansas City. They have an alien. A young quarterback may be playing for Tennessee. I know they got a defensive end playing running back. I know how good he is. I just don't think they can score enough. 12.5 is a lot, though. And when you say 12.5, you have to envision this. Can the final score, can you see it being 27-14? Can you see it being 34-21? If you can see that, take the Chiefs. It's a lot of points when all those are grown men getting paid. But we pick here, we don't run from it. Go with the Chiefs over the Titans. Ravens Saints, Monday night. Find something else to do Monday night. Pass on this game. Ravens should win. You will be bored out of your mind. Ravens are a 2.5-point favorite. They'll win this game. They're running out of receivers. They're running out of quarterbacks in New Orleans. There's just not a lot. And your coach should be fired game. The Seahawks come down to Glendale to play the Cardinals. They're going to beat the Cardinals. Arizona's favored by 2.5. I don't know how the hell they came up with that. Maybe it's because they're at home. Shouldn't matter if they won one time at home in the last 1 year. Go with Seattle, not the Cardinals. Don't lose all your money in one spot. There you have it. Those are the picks this week. Go out there and put a little bit of change in your pocket. The picks for this week. All right, everyone. That segment was brought to you by Scout and Sullivan Wine Consultant, Tina Calhoun. 602-410-4821. Tired of your wine making you feel all blah. It's because of the sugar. It's definitely because of the sugar and the additives and the preservatives and all of that stuff. Make sure you get with her, do wine the right way, no additives, no preservatives, no sugars, nothing like that. Skeleton's online consultant, Tina Calhoun. Have her set up your private taste test and definitely give her a call. 602-410-4821. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Maduro, as always, thank you for having us here for Cigars with the Cave Show Sports Talk Radio. It was a lot of fun. Today is a lot of fun every day that we do the show, period, but especially when we get to come here and do the show. Always a lot of fun. Make sure you're definitely checking us out. Like I said, always know that we're on social media at the Sports Cave. Cave is with a K on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. Give me directly at PLR on Sports. We do have several outlets to check us out. Make sure you download KSRN from the Apple App Store. From the Apple Store. Can't speak today. Or the Google Play Store. Definitely check us out over on the Casual Sports Network, KSRN, as well. So, listen, everyone. It's almost that time. We are a little over 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving, the greatest holiday. Start thinking about, if you want, you can tweet me at PLR Sports your favorite Thanksgiving dish, because you got to go out now and go shopping. I know I went shopping last year for Thanksgiving, and I made a mistake of going like 2-3 days before, and you can find nothing. Stock up on your stuff. I'm going to have some stuff out there, some poles up there, whatever. And yes, we do dressing, not stuffing. We do dressing. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to repeat this all the way up to Thanksgiving. If you put some damn raisins in potato salad, you have issues. Raisins don't go on potato salad. Just that simple. I will argue with you forever on that one. It does not go in freaking potato salad. They're raisins. Till next time, everyone, be safe, take care of each other, and enjoy a lot of sports this weekend, a lot of college games, a lot of pro games, a lot of basketball. Until then, everyone, take care and enjoy yourself. This has been the Cave Show at PLR, live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. As usual, Temps, bring us home.